know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Tom, Super J, good morning. Friday, I'll be in Houston. 90th anniversary of Jack Yates High School, where I graduated from. One of the greatest high schools in American history. Felicia Allen Rashad, Debbie Allen. Many people graduated from there, so look forward to that. Also, Rainbow Push will be moderating their election panel Saturday in Chicago. And the Boulay big convention starts on Sunday, Tom. So, busy, busy week. Well, Tom.
Yeah.
Hate to have to report this story. Guilty on all 23 counts.
Another black politician.
Another black politician. Someone I know quite well. Yes, an alpha brother of mine. Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah, 59 years old, convicted of racketeering, fraud, money laundering yesterday by a jury in Pennsylvania. It all was tied to a what prosecutors call a $1 million illegal loan made during his fledgling 2007 mayoral campaign in Philadelphia. They say he used grant money as well as nonprofit funds, funneling that money through consultants to pay back the loan, using other money as well to pay the tuition of his son, Shaka Fatah Jr., who was convicted several months ago and who's also currently serving 5 years in federal prison. Fatah's attorney said that he had no knowledge of the deal that took place between the consultants. Two of them were given plea deals by the government. In addition, four co-defendants were also found guilty yesterday on related charges. He will be sentenced on October 4th. Joining us right now, he is a political correspondent for WURDAM Radio in Philadelphia, Vincent Thompson. Vincent, how are folks in his district in Philadelphia reacting? Longest serving congressman there from Philadelphia, has to be stunning.
It is stunning for the folks in Philadelphia. His district is one of those districts that has most of the district in Philadelphia in the neighborhoods that have a lot of black folks in it. And then the other part of it, maybe about a third of the district, goes into suburban counties like Lower Marion, mostly white, upper echelon population. And it's kind of a tale of two parts of the district. Mm-hmm. If you're in the African-American district, some folks are shocked. They understand the Fatah family legacy, and they don't believe it's happened. They believe that it's a government conspiracy because they've gone against the congressman, Shaka Fatah Sr. He already captured the son, Shaka Fatah Jr. But if you go into Lower Marion, a lot of the whites there, which supported him in the past, because remember, he's an 11-term congressman, so he never had an opponent until just a couple of months ago, really. They feel that they were portrayed, and now the page is going to turn with the new congressperson. They have an election in November, but the election was really in April. The Democrat is going to win that one, so the new person is going to be current Philadelphia State Representative Dwight Evans. He was once the Democratic chairman of our House Appropriations Committee.
Speaking of that, in Congress, Fatah was the ranking member, the highest-ranking Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee. He had to step down from that committee post. Now there are already calls for him to resign his seat in Congress. What did he say yesterday about that?
He didn't say anything about that, but knowing Congressman Fatah the way that I do, I don't see him resigning his seat until he absolutely has to.
Would that be October 3rd?
Yeah, typically what happens is when you're facing sentencing, you want to throw yourself on the mercy of the court.
Right.
And one of the things that often happens is resigning that seat before you get sentenced. So when you make your plea to the court, because the prosecution will obviously make the recommendations for sentencing, the judge will have the final say so.
I do think he's going to eventually resign, but I could see Congressman Fatah using this time between now and October to try to make sure that his people in his congressional offices get brand new jobs, mm-hmm. and then would resign. But he's going to resign right up to the day because the congressman has always said, I'm innocent of all these charges.
Well, what was his defense? What was his defense to all these charges?
Basically, in a nutshell, I didn't know. These political consultants.
He went, I didn't know?
I'm summarizing. Mm. Don't blame me. These political consultants did it behind my back. I didn't do anything. Now, in the course of the trial, there was never any paper trail that showed the direct knowledge that the congressman said, okay, sign this form. Okay, I'll do it. But a lot of what the prosecution witnesses were saying was, wait a minute, I couldn't have gotten this $1 million loan or paid this $1 million loan back unless the congressman gave me the okay to do it. Looking back now, the problem that happened here, Tom, he shouldn't have taken the $1 million loan. It was an illegal, it was above the city's campaign limit. And what happened was Al Lord got into, the gentleman who gave him the loan, got into financial trouble.
Al Lord, who was CEO of Sally Mae.
I want my money back. That's what he said. I'm in financial trouble. I want my money back. So what happened is now the belief that Congressman Fatah did all this stuff to try to pay the loan back. He got grants from the federal government, put them into, say, an organization, and then told that organization's leader to pay a chunk of it back to the thing. So
They also went after him by saying that that him and his wife sold a Porsche to a lobbyist, but they retain the Porsche, and they also claim that that his wife paid insurance on the car that was still sitting in their garage, and they used that money to buy a vacation place in the Poconos. And they also said that using his influence to try to get that lobbyist an appointment with the Obama administration.
Yeah, that's among the things that were argued. But
and there was no paper trail, you said earlier?
All these
transactions, no paper
trail? No, there was the government presented a paper trail to show that there was kind of this thing, but there was never anything demonstrated in court where the congressman told these people, do this for me. There was never that kind of paper trail. But there were hundreds of thousands of documents. I remember speaking to one of the attorneys who was no longer on the case, and Tom, I guarantee you, he said they looked through about 500,000 pieces of paper.
A couple of the stories have referred to him as a Clinton superdelegate. Will this have any effect on what's going to happen in Philadelphia in just a matter of weeks?
Well, you know what? As an elected member of Congress, he is a superdelegate to the convention. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to members of the Democratic Party, and they said, he's still able to be a superdelegate to the convention in July. So it'll be interesting to see if Congressman Fatah goes to the convention. It'll also be interesting to see if Congressman Fatah goes back to Congress, because now that he can't vote on anything, is there really a point for him to go back to Washington, D.C.?
Well, and that's what makes it so sad, Tom, because having this convention in Philadelphia,
he
would have literally been in a prime position, would have been a shining moment now with this guilty verdict. Is in essence a fall from grace. Longtime Congressman Shaka Fatah, guilty. All 23 federal counts, faces upwards of 20 years in federal prison.
23 counts. He didn't beat not one?
Not one.
I think Kwame appealing. Beat one.
He is going to appeal, but not one.